Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
tonight. Go get your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the words of the song. Go get, hallelujah, your blessing. We thank God for everybody that is called in tonight, everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's on the way. Praise God to the Committed Jewish Fellowship featuring Apostle Eldon Curry. Praise God out of Long Beach, California. He's getting ready to come on and bring a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Spoiler alert. We're going to be coming out of the book of Revelation on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's get ready. Hallelujah. To hear a dynamic word from the Lord. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on tonight just for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, lead us on tonight. Hallelujah, that you be present here in a mighty and a holy way. Hallelujah, we ask, Lord, that your revelation knowledge flood us on tonight, that it fall fresh. Lord, we're asking for a fresh anointing on tonight, and we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy. We cast away distraction on tonight, anything that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, we want to welcome everybody to the Committed Jewish Fellowship featuring Apostle Eldon Curry. I am your host, Elder Andre Trevos, and it is truly a blessing to be on the line. hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne where we come before the Lord. Amen. With our testimonies and our prayer requests. And whenever we go to the throne, I like to go to Psalms 100. Praise God. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 2. I want you to look at verse 2. Hallelujah. Before we go to the throne, it says to serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. To serve the Lord. Hallelujah. With gladness. In other words, in whatever way that you are serving God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to be happy. Amen. Praise God. You need to be glad about what you do. Praise God. A lot of people, amen, ain't glad. Hallelujah. Amen. About the work they're doing because they're not doing the work that God called them to do. They're doing the work somebody else called them to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead of the work God called them to do. Praise God. As soon as you walk into church, they want you to do something. Hallelujah. They want you to get on somebody's board. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But you've got to ask God what you called to do. You may not be called to be us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may not be called to sing in the choir. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may not be called to be a deacon or called to be a preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe God has called you, amen, to do something else. Maybe, just maybe God has called you to do some work outside of the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. How about the way we serve God in our everyday lives? Not just the work, hallelujah, we do in the church. Not just the work we do on Thanksgiving when we hand out, amen, dinners. Not just the toys we give out on Christmas. Praise God to the needy people. Hallelujah. What about the everyday work? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just being a good person in general. Just loving thy neighbor as you love yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we doing this?
This is the Prophet Curry. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everyone. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle Curry. Hallelujah. So when we are serving the Lord, hallelujah, are we
bless you, man of God.
Blessed?
Bless you. Hallelujah. Bless.
Amen. Praise God. Are we serving him with gladness? Praise God. Hallelujah. In our everyday lives, are we glad, hallelujah, to be the people of God? Hallelujah. Are you glad to be that light that's shining at your job? Hallelujah. Are you glad to be that light, hallelujah, that's shining in that social aspect? Are you glad to be that light, hallelujah, that's shining in your apartment complex or in your neighborhood? Praise God. We got to be glad, hallelujah, to be the people of God. See, to be the people of God, to properly serve God, is to be a representation of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If when we represent
Amen.
God, hallelujah, we have to be God-like. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God-like meaning we need to be like God. Hallelujah. We need to be like
Jesus.
We need to learn to turn over the cheek. When you turn over the cheek, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we glad to do the things of God? That is what it means to serve God, not just on the usher board, although we do have those ushers that ain't glad to be ushers. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to be greeted with a happy greeting when I hit the church. Hallelujah. There you are with a smile on your face, talking about your back hurt, your feet hurt. Well, maybe you in the wrong department. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you need to be on the deacon board. They sit down a lot. Praise God. Maybe you need to be a deacon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you are not serving the Lord with gladness. And then it says the temple boys present with singing. Singing. Not the noises. You know how you come before. Oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, Jesus. It just ain't going to work out. That's not how he said to come before him. He said to come before him in his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I've said it before and I've said it again. You got to show gratitude for what God has already given you. Praise God. Hallelujah. In order to get more from God, mm-hmm. you got to show God that you appreciate what you've already got. You got to recognize what he's already done. Some of us haven't given God the recognition for what he's already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, they talking about me on the job, but you got the job. Hallelujah. What about the fact that I kept you at the job? What about the fact that I prevent you from getting fired from the job? What about the fact that no matter what they say, you are still there? What about the fact no matter what they say, you still getting your hours? What about the fact no matter what they say, you still getting your check? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you know, they're talking about me at church. Hallelujah. Amen. They can kick you out the church. Hallelujah, but they can't kick you out the kingdom. That's what you ought to be grateful for. Not for what, amen, they're doing for you, but what I have done, the protective hedge that I have put around you to the point that no matter what nobody do to you, hallelujah, you will still stand top. Hallelujah, no matter what winds come, no matter what hurricane come, no matter what tornado come, no matter how much the big bad wolf huff and puff and blow, he will not blow you down, praise God, because you are rooted in me. I have put a protective hedge around you, and you should be grateful for that.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When you come before the throne
yes,
tonight,
Lord. Hallelujah.
And your prayer request, be grateful, show gratitude for what God has already done. Hallelujah, praise God. And then and watch this. When you begin to show gratitude for what God has already done, hallelujah, amen, that gives him an opportunity to do what he was already going to do. So you holding God up. I'm going to tell you the truth. You holding God up because you won't praise him for what he's already done. Hallelujah. I keep trying to tell you to praise him for what he don't do. And the Lord told me, Elder, they ain't even praised me for what I've already done. How you going to tell them to praise me? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. Praise God. God, say appreciation. Show me some appreciation. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you kicked that tile. I don't know who this is. That's why you kicked that tile out your house because he wasn't showing no appreciation. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy.
Mm.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The line is open. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, but now is the time. And make sure you come with that attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. On tonight. The line is open. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't everybody speak at one time, one at a time. Let's not talk over each other. Praise Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I like the fact that I'm waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for blessing me and my family. Watching over us as we go up and down these dangerous highways. I praise the Lord for this place in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother, for that testimony. Praise God. A lot of people don't realize that's a blessing right there just to wake up this morning. Hallelujah, praise God. Just for him starting doing your, you know, some people was blessed to wake up, but they didn't get a good start. Hallelujah, praise God. Something happened. When you turn on the TV in the morning, how many accidents do you see happen on the highway? Somebody thought they was on their way to work, but they was really on their way to the hospital or the car. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to thank God for getting you from point A to point B. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Blakey Mother, for that testimony. Praise God. Woke her up this morning and started her on her way. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I just want to thank God, praise God, for just him being him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
We just
want to
thank God for him being him all by himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, whoever
came.
God. Amen, Sister Kathleen. We were just about to end testimony service. Do you have a testimony on today before we end? Hallelujah.
I have so much. I tell you, the enemy trying to attack me all kind of way, but God's still on the throne. Yeah. He's still working out miracles.
Right. That's right.
Still working out miracles. You know, my haters is my promoter. They're promoting me to do better. All of my haters. It's bad when you got haters.
Mm.
I'll tell you one thing. God is... A man of belief alive before he believes. And I tell
you know
God
what? That's the truth.
All by himself.
Amen, Sister Kathleen. Hallelujah. You ain't lying. Somebody will believe a lie before they believe the truth. There's a lot of people sitting in jail behind a lie right now. Hallelujah. Praise
Lord,
God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Don't get in my business.
I'm not trying to get in your business. The devil is alive. Hallelujah.
It's
praise
alive.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then again, you got to thank God for your haters because you got to have something to hate on. Lord, have mercy.
Right,
praise God. If you didn't have if you ain't have nothing for them to hate on, you wouldn't have no hate. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You know, I was listening at my little nephew this morning when you know that the lawyer asked my brother and sister, would they take $500 for their name on that house since they'd rather for the people to tear it down than charge all of us. I can't say the word what they said to tell me to eat of, but you can imagine how the world talks.
Mm. Well, bless God.
You know,
hallelujah.
Sir, either way the cut go, God is still God all by himself.
All by himself?
He is, mother.
I was selling plates this weekend and everything trying to get the money and stuff together. I said, and well, if it's not for me, the law will let me know.
Mm.
He ain't going to let me pass over the deadline. If you want me to have it, I'm going to have everything I need before that deadline.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a test. Believe you me, it's a test. And I keep saying, Lord, just let me be able to pass this test.
God, this is learning from Palmdale.
Yes, you have to study hard for it. But right now, it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Amen. But like you said, it's just a test. Like you said, the enemy is on the attack. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God. Hallelujah. That he is our shelter in the time of need.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were saying something. Hallelujah.
I would say, yes, it is a test, and that's why we need each other to lean on. Sometimes we be thinking that we can carry this load by ourselves, but sometimes it's a load that everybody would have to do. Let me show you this here. I don't know where this pastor got my number from. Left a message on my answering machine that God's gonna block the mess that they're trying to do against me and say about me.
Mm.
So I didn't buy it. But
because I knew it's just a test.
Amen. Amen. That's a good, you know, we need to look at everything that comes in our life like that. This is just another test. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And all we got to do is just pass the test. Endure.
It's just a test.
And all we got to do is endure. Hallelujah. We know what the answer is. The answer is make it to the end of the test. Praise God. Hallelujah. Endure to the end. Resist the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. Don't stoop to what the enemy doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Be righteous and upright. Hallelujah. We'll pass that test. All we got to do is what he said. Paul said he was put on the whole armor of God. But then he said he's doing everything he can to stand. So he's putting on the armor of God.
Watch out now. I was going to say something, amen. I was trying to hold my peace on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you hit the nail right on the head. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we pass our test. Glory to God. We got to be able to stand. See?
That's it.
The test is, can we stand in the midst of it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Miss
Alberta. Miss Alberta in the house.
Amen,
Lord,
mother.
God.
Amen. And God is saying, I'll stand with you, glory to God. You don't have to stand by yourself. I will give you the strength and the power, hallelujah, to stand, hallelujah.
That's all you got to do.
It's a fight to stand.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's what the devil trying to fight right now. He's trying to fight our stand. But God said, you stand anyhow. Hallelujah. In heaven, done all the stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you got to stand laying down, stand. Glory. Don't understand me. Don't let go of your faith. Don't let go of what you believe.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Devil, you a liar. I believe God. I believe God. That's your stand, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on, give God a praise, everybody.
Hallelujah.
If you're standing right now, come
hallelujah.
On and give God a praise. Hallelujah. If you ain't let go,
hallelujah.
If you ain't, do you know how many have said that they're not going to stand in this hour? Do you know how many have left their stand? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Those that we thought would never leave, they stand. Glory to God. Have said, I'm not standing no more with the Lord. Hallelujah. This is just too much. I'm going to leave my stand. Hallelujah. I'm going back in the world, or else I'm just not going to believe nothing. Hallelujah. But God said, because we have held on to our stand. God said, I got to stand with you now. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
How many of God is watching your stand, child of God? And he said, go ahead and stand, daughter. I'm standing with you. Go ahead and stand, son. I'm standing with you. Glory to God.
Amen.
And no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. That's right.
You got to know what the word says. You got to believe the word of Okoyarabandidioshando. The word is the only thing that cannot and will not fail us in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Everything is coming down from the word of God. Come on here, somebody. Everything is coming down of Okoyarabandido. But the word of the living God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Why do you think everything's falling right now? Everything's falling. Everything is falling to the ground. The only thing that ain't falling to the ground is the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The word is still standing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Everything coming down, beloved. And God said it's coming down for a reason. He said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot and tittle of my word will fail. He has the final say so. Let me tell you something. Man might have an opinion, but God got the last say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all didn't check that. I said, man has an opinion, but God has the final say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all can make me shout up here. Glory to his great name today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Child of God, I tell you, don't be silent. You better be like blind man Bartimaeus. When they take you to show up, you better start shouting louder. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how God will rotate you by your praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. He had to get louder than the crowd. They were telling him to shut up. Glory to God. So you better, the devil want you to shut up. Glory to God. But you better be like blind man. Son of David,
hallelujah.
Have mercy on me, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And do you know he got the Lord's attention? Your praise will get God's attention. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how you're going to shut the devil up. If you don't want to hear the devil talking to you, give God some praise, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He don't talk to praise us. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He don't talk to worship us. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He don't talk to prayer warriors. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why, do we ain't got time for a mess? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And see, we can't be giving God no cute praise, no cute worship. No, we need to cry out over Kodia and our Bible Sunday. Hallelujah! I need somebody online right now. This gonna sound crazy. I need somebody right now online that don't mind getting hungry for the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You don't know what I'm going through. I need a miracle, hallelujah. And I can't get my breakthrough if I be cute. I can't get my breakthrough if I'm still coming in past. I gotta go beyond all of that, hallelujah, and get in the presence of the Lord. Somebody give him a praise, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his great name. Hallelujah. When you begin to praise God like that, then the fire of God going to hit you. Glory to God. And then you're going to be like Jeremiah. I just can't hold on. Okay, yet I'm outside of the door. See, God is pushing you to that place. Come on here, somebody. Some of the things that's happening with some of y'all, because God's trying to push you into another level. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen.
See, what's going to happen is God is saying, you got to praise me to the degree that your situation is pushing you to. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Some of you going through hell right now, and you wonder how you're going to get through it. God said, praise me out of your hell. Praise me through your hell, and I'll take you through it. Hallelujah. To the degree that when you look around, you won't even be in it no more. Why? Because your praise has brought deliverance. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You got to forget about your situation. This ain't about your situation. Because God is way bigger than your situation. God says, I'm showing you, keep your eyes on me and don't focus on the thing that you're focusing on, because that thing that is designed to keep you from praising me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, I will tell them that. God said, remind them of what I already spoke to you to tell them, that it's still in their mouth. Hallelujah. It's in your mouth, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the devil trying to help you to shut up, glory to God. He's like, no, you better not say nothing. You got all this over here, and you dealing with this over here, and that over there. Amen. You can't say nothing. Yes, I can, hallelujah. God, you are so good, hallelujah. I bless your name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for your word, hallelujah. Somebody need to make the devil out of a lie. Come on here, somebody. He's already a liar. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Anytime you got the opportunity to testify, amen, you better be so quick like popcorn. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because your situation don't dictate to you God's goodness. Hallelujah! Glory to God. He's good anyhow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say anyhow.
Anyhow.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's good anyhow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's good with them up. He's good with them down. He's good with a small. He's good with a small. Come on here, somebody. It don't change God's goodness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you can't thank him for what he's about to do, thank him for what he's already done. Thank you, like the other was saying through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise him for what he already has done. Praise him for the battle he's already won. Hallelujah. Praise him because you wouldn't have made it this far without him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise him because he didn't bring you this far to leave you. I wish somebody would get happy in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's only temporary. Whatever I'm going through, it's only temporary. It only becomes permanent when I start walking. Come on here, somebody. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't start walking now, beloved. You too close to your breakthrough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Why you want to stop not having a pity party? You ain't been having one. Come on here, somebody. Keep on walking. You're going to walk right through that valley. Come on here, somebody. Because at the end of it, there's a blessing if you can just keep on walking through it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Who is the Holy Ghost talking to right now? Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm talking to you. Keep on walking, I'm okay,
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're the one walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's just a shadow. Come on, here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
You can't be afraid of a shadow. Because a shadow's job is to... it's to make you think it's bigger than what it really is. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you look at it through God's eyes, you're going to see, this is what had me in the state I was in. You mean to tell me this little bitty thing here, but when they put the light on it, it was bigger. That's what see, they didn't walk around as a roaring lion. Hallelujah. He's not really a roaring lion because he ain't got no teeth because they were kicked out by Yahshua. But he walk around as, hallelujah, glory to God.
Get
an imitation of a lion. Come on here, somebody. They ain't roaring. Hallelujah. We serve the lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
He said he ain't got no teeth.
This call is being recorded.
He ain't got no teeth.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, there was something that got no teeth that can't bite you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So he
just
got no
teeth.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Y'all better take what the Holy Ghost is giving y'all and run with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Thank you,
Jesus. Ain't got no teeth.
Ain't got no teeth.
Glory to God. You can't even eat nothing when you ain't got no teeth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You can gum it, but you can't eat it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, come on here, somebody. Give God praise, hallelujah, for the real lion of the tribe was Judah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He's strong and powerful and mighty, glory to God. The same lion of the tribe was Judah that they worship in Revelation chapter 5. Come on, somebody, give God a praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the only one that had enough power to open the book. Come on here, somebody. That could open the seals. Hallelujah. Could somebody open it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he was able to open the book. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God, child of God.
Yes,
this ain't the time to be silent, glory to God. This ain't the time to set on your praise and your worship. This ain't the time to set on your testimony, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I got a testimony.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
ain't nobody going to know it, though, if you don't tell it. Come on, hear somebody. How many
Amen.
In a closed mouth don't get said? Hallelujah. A closed mouth can't receive nothing because it ain't open, glory to God. Hallelujah. But an open mouth can get everything. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And God said, I want to set aside your mouth with good things, but you won't open it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Telling me you're hungry, but if you're hungry, open your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank
you. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'll say that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you know that the enemy, that the only power the enemy got is the power that we give him? Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's right.
Can everybody hear me right now? I said the only power that the enemy got is the power that we give him. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What are you saying, Apostle? Because the Bible says that when Yahshua got up out of the grave, he got up with all power. That means if he got up with all power, that means that the enemy got no power except for the power that people give him. Under the Bokun, da da ba sando. That's why he needs people to worship him, because the worship of him gives him power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
And God is saying, all you got to do is praise me, my children. All you got to do is praise me, because I am the source of your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't be weak if you got the joy of the Lord. Why? Because the joy is what keeps us strong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And so when I think about it, it should make me want to tell somebody what he's done for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because somebody might need your strength. Somebody might be feeling kind of weak in their spirit. Well, I don't know. Hallelujah. And your testimony might be the very testimony they need that will spark their joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's just like a car on the side of the road and the battery goes dead and they're trying to get a jump. And everybody driving by, ain't nobody stopping. But the one that stopped, hallelujah, is the one that's going to give them the juice they need to start their battery. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is saying, testify. You ain't just testifying for you. You might be testifying for somebody else.
Yeah.
So the next time testimony service starts, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to hear people popping up like popcorn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? The call.
Yeah.
He's been so good to me, I just can't tell it all, but I'm trying to tell some of it. Hallelujah! Because I can't keep all this in. Glory to God. It's too much. Glory to God. Let me tell you, it's a little bit. Glory to God of what the Lord has done for me. Come on here, somebody. Come on, give God a praise.
Yeah.
Come on,
thank
give God a
Jesus.
Shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God tonight.
Turn it back over to the hands of Elder. Amen. Hallelujah. To my dear brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. You could have ran with it, Pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We're going to go to the throne of grace. Praise God. And then we're going to turn it back over to the man, the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. He's going to bring forth the word on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for the word we've already heard this far, Lord. Hallelujah. That we have to stand on your word. Hallelujah, Lord, that it's in our mouth, Lord. Hallelujah. We have to unleash this thing.
Hallelujah.
The only power that we give the enemy is the only power that the enemy has is the power that we give him, Lord. Hallelujah. We give him no more power on today. Hallelujah. We take our power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we worship you all this season, Lord. Lord, touch the man of God tonight, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Anoint his lips of prayer to speak your word on tonight. Enlighten us tonight with your revelation knowledge. And use your will and gifts. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to reveal to us on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us on tonight.
Yes,
we bind distraction in the name of Jesus, and we cast it away right now.
Lord.
And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you, and we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And
amen.
Bless
Lord.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord some praise because he's worthy to be magnified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. The man of God is about to come and break bread on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. It does me a great honor and a privilege to introduce the song. Hallelujah. And present to others. Hallelujah. The pastor, the leader. Hallelujah. Of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship out there in Long Beach, California. Praise God. Hallelujah. Soon to be worldwide. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, and I'm going to introduce to others none other, hallelujah, than your very own Apostle Elvin Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in the mighty way. Give the Lord a hand praise for the man of God at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, come on and give God praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on and praise, everybody.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you got a mouth, you need to be praising right now. Hallelujah. If you got a voice, you need to be raising your voice and giving God glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
There's a victory in your praise. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in your praise. There's a miracle locked up in your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
How many of you are glad to be on the Lord's side? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many know it? Ain't no side like being on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. I will. If you know you're on the Lord's winning team, come on, give God another shout of praise. If you know you're on the winning team, come on, hallelujah. Give God a praise right now. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Why? Because ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go into the word of God tonight right quickly. Amen. I want to touch on some things tonight. We're going to cover some stuff tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. But before I want to go into the seven horns and the ten heads and the beast. But before I go into that, I need to make some clear tonight. How many of you have heard for the longest time we are all God's people?
Amen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Now let me tell you what the Holy Ghost told me, and let's look at this and examine this thing. I want to set the record straight tonight. We are not all God's people.
We are His chairman, not His people.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yeah.
And I want you to think about something. If we was all God's people, then we would have no killing, no stealing, no lying, no backbiting, no gossiping. Hallelujah. If we was all God's people, we would have no hatred. Hallelujah. No jealousy, no envy, no malice. Glory. If we was all God's people, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We would all have the same daddy. Come on here, somebody. We would all be walking in love and forgiveness if we was all God's people. Come on here, somebody.
All right.
Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost revealed to me about this thing. He said, we are all God's creation, but we are not all God's people.
All right, break it down.
We are all God's creation. Why? Because He created the good and the evil. Come on here, somebody. But we are not all of His people. Come on here, somebody. We don't become His children until we are born again. Come on here, somebody. And born of Him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that the Jews are God's chosen people?
I do. Amen.
That's what the Bible says, right?
Thank you, Father. How many of you believe tonight that the Jews are God's chosen people?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Do you know who the Jews are?
Not really. I mean, I think I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
I thought I knew.
How many of you have been led to believe that the European people or the white people are the Jews? How many of you have been taught that?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Being honest.
Amen. Now, let's be honest tonight. How many of you believe that the white people are God's chosen people?
Well, I don't really have to believe that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many of you have been taught that we are Gentiles and that we got engrafted into the covenant with God? How many of you have been taught that?
I have.
Amen. That's what they teach.
Uh-huh.
That's what they taught all doing church.
Yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know who the Gentiles are?
And different races of people.
different races of people other than being a Jew.
Uh-huh. Now, my point exactly. Wonderful, sister. Wonderful. Wonderful, darling. Now, see, here's the thing. Now we got to identify now who the Jews are. Now, once we get that straight, then everything else will become simple to us to understanding who the Gentiles are. Now, Lord, have mercy, I feel the Holy Spirit of God already. Lord, thank you for the revelation, knowledge, and truth. Lord, thank you that tonight, that let the scale come completely off of your people's eyes, God. Let them see you. Let them see the beauty of the truth. And God, let them see the lie that they've been told, that they may not never be deceived again by the enemy. Lord, we thank you. And we bless you, and we give your name the praise, honor, and glory that is due to it. We bless you now, God, and we thank you, hallelujah, for caring enough about us to reveal to us the truth we need to know in order to understand Revelation in its fullest capacity. We give you praise and glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go in two places. Actually, three places we're going to look at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come with me right quickly to Galatians. Let's look at Galatians and see what Galatians has to say about this thing. Galatians chapter 3. Let's start around 14. Galatians 3 and 14.
Amen.
Is everybody there? If not, I'll wait a minute if you're not there yet. If you're there, shout hallelujah.
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 Is everybody ready for this ride? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the word of the Lord reads, Galatians 3 and 14. It says, he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. He, meaning Yahshua, or Jesus, has redeemed us in a... Now, notice, he's talking to the Gentiles, not to the Jews, to the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Let me help you with something tonight, beloved. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yes. Yeah, I can.
Glory to God. In order to be a Jew, beloved, you have to be of African descent in order to be a Jew. See, the word Jew comes from the Kemetic word U-I, which means jet black. So anything that is not of African descent is a Gentile. That's why the color of Yahshua is not brought out in the Bible. Because of Constantine and the Nicene Council got together, and when they rewrote the Bible, they made sure not to put no emphasis on the colorization of Yahshua. But what they messed up at was that they allowed metaphors like, and he had hair like lamb's wool. The only somebody that has hair like wool is us.
That's right.
Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight.
Amen.
He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham. Let me talk a little bit about Abraham, since we always holler that we are the children of Abraham. And then I'm going to show you something about Abraham's seed. Abraham was not a Jew. He was a Hebrew. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Abraham was a Hebrew. Hebrews are Semitic. The word Semitic means a mixture of white and black. That's why he told Sarah when they went to Egypt, don't tell nobody I'm your husband. Least they what? Kill me. Come on here, somebody. Because he knew he wasn't supposed to be with Sarah. Come on here, somebody. If the truth be told, how Abraham got his wealth was that Sarah put the word in to bless him because she was a black queen. Come on here, somebody. So when she went to Egypt, she got treated with royalty because they fell in love with her when they saw her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. She didn't have to do nothing. All she had to do was just speak the word, and they carried out whatever she said. Now, it says, and he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the who? Gentile. The Gentiles have nothing to do with us. Why? Because we already is in the family of God. However, are we already in? I want you to grasp this. You know how it's written that all flesh is a curse? I don't know if you heard that. If you've been taught that all flesh is sin, is our sinful.
Yeah.
That's why God had to come, because all flesh is sinful. Let me help you out tonight. All flesh ain't sinful. If you're of African descent tonight, let me tell you something. Your skin, your flesh is a blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's your connection to the God of the universe. In the Old Testament, did you notice when God cursed somebody with leprosy, they turned white? So if they turn white, then that means that white was not their original color. When Moses had the encounter with Yahshua, when he saw the burning bush, how he was talking to the real God, how he knew he was talking to the real God, was when God told him to put your hand in your bosom. And the Bible says when he took it out, it was leprous. And snow. It was white. Hallelujah. All his other skin was the same color except for his hand. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. He's got to put the head of a bullet and take it out. His entire life. And God said, put your head back in your bosom again. When he put it back in his bosom again, it returned back to the same color as the rest of his flesh. He said, I know I'm talking to the real God because he can turn me white if he wanted to, glory to God.
Okay, I'm
going to
tell you this. I'm not telling you, man, okay. Go in there.
We got to pay attention to the things. That see, but if we aren't being taught, then we won't know. So Abraham blessed that came through Sarah, that black queen, and let me tell you something, it's quiet as a kept. That's how the enemy is still riding. Off the black queen. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
Might come to the Gentiles, to the Europeans. To all of those who are not of what? African descent. Through Christ Jesus. Now, Christ Jesus represents Christianity.
Oh, I see. The mixed people? The mixed.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
The mixed.
Everything that was gotten by the European came through him conquering nations through Christianity. Come on here, somebody. Because they were not serving Christianity, they conquered them, and they went to war with them to conquer them and make them Christian. Here's somebody. But here's something I want you to think about, beloved, while we in this realm or in this arena right now that God has opened up to us. Listen, why were we the only people that Christianity was forced upon? No other race of people but us was forced to accept Christianity. Come on here, somebody. How many know that if our ancestors refused Christianity, that they would be killed?
Very young.
Am I still online tonight? Can y'all still hear me?
Yes,
why do you think, beloved, that the slave master had a whip in one hand and a Bible in the other? And all of them were what? Devout Christians. Come on here, somebody. So they knew who we were when they brought us here. Why you think, beloved, we're going through so much hell right now? Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I know that this is here knocking the hell out of the teaching that we've been taught for so many years, glory to God, by all these false preachers around here, glory to God, because they couldn't tell us the truth. But I'm here to tell you the truth, glory to God, because I ain't got nothing to lose. Hallelujah, glory to God. And God has entrusted me to tell his people that he loves the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith, how many of you know that real Jews don't live by faith, we live by covenant? Because God is a covenant God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. God is a covenant God. Hallelujah.
true.
So God don't do nothing unless it line up with what? His covenant. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me ask you something. When you get married, do you walk down the aisle by faith or do you walk down the aisle by a covenant?
It's a covenant.
I can't hear nobody tonight.
Covenant.
It's a covenant.
Why? Why about a covenant?
Because in the ceremonial words, when two people are married, they are under the authority of Jesus Christ. When they read from the Bible, when they put a man and woman in a marriage, when they said, what God put together, let no man put asunder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pull apart.
Now, see,
also a promise.
I want to bring you to a great understanding of why you walk down by covenant. See, a covenant is life binding. You just can't walk away from a covenant. I'm going to hear somebody. Faith does not bind you for life.
That's right.
You can leave faith anytime you want to, but a covenant is life binding. So when you make a covenant is until death. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
right.
And so because we don't know who we are, amen, the European took our place in our identity with God. Now, if we're going to talk about identity theft, the greatest identity theft have been those who were saying that they are Jews and they are not. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There are only two places I've seen the word blaspheme. And that's a blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, which there is no forgiveness of sin, and against calling yourself a Jew when you are not. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, what has not been taught to us is that there are two kinds of Jews. I want you to write this word down. It's called Khazar. K-H-A-Z-A-R. Khazar. Jews. And these are European Jews who are imposters to us, who are the real Jews. I don't know if you've seen them before. They're the ones with the long beards. They wear the black hats and the suit, you know.
Bowing to the walls, yeah.
And they're very powerful.
They want to be at the wall and wall bowing.
And they're only very powerful is because they have stolen the wealth that belonged to us, because they have stolen our identity as to be God's people when they are really not. K-H-A-Z-A-R, Khazar, Jews. Look them up.
K-H-A?
Yeah, K-H-A-Z-A-R. Mm-hmm.
So, man of God, those are those men that have on those hats and black suits, like you say, that be bowing at the Wailing Wall all the time. When you see all those, like they do a pilgrimage, and they be at the Wailing Wall.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And you know who got them down there, sister? You know who got them down there? The Wailing
Wall. Have
you
ever been there?
No, no, I said, who got him down there is the Illuminati. See, the Illuminati put the Khazars there to take away our identity. See, we talking about let's go back to Israel. Israel is not even our home. That's why we can't go claim nothing. That's the Illuminati home base for the false Jews.
Yeah.
And so we've been thinking, if we could just get to Israel, what are we going to go to Israel for? But I'm going to show you where our homeland is. And it's not in Israel. Now, these are the same Jews that whipped Yahshua, who the church called Jesus. These Khazar Jews. So when you hear about the Jews killed Jesus, yeah, they did. The Khazars, the Europeans, that were imposters to us who are the real Jews. And notice their accusation against Yahshua was because he was the king of the Jews. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Now the real Jews are the Kemetic Jews. K-E-M-E-T-I-C. Kemetic. K-E-M-E-T-I-C. Now, let me break down Kemetic for you. Kemetic, the root word for Kemetic is Kemet. K-E-M-E-T, Kemet. Kemet means land of the jet black. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
That's the original name of Egypt. Stay with me, beloved, because we're going somewhere. That's the original name, K-E-M-E-T, Kemet, land of the jet black. That's the original name of Egypt. Now, how Kemet became Egypt is that when the Greeks, who were European people, they were very barbaric, went in to Kemet, they killed the king, they raped the queen. They changed the name of Kemet to Egypt, which means land of the mixed black. So that's how the Hebrews and the Arabs came about.
Ooh, can somebody please?
Because before
please,
the Greeks came,
there
was no mixture.
Can we please mute the phone?
So before the Greeks went in,
Prevost, can you please mute the phone? Thank
you. My phone is mute.
And so that's how we got the mixture in there, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything was Africa. Everything, it even concerning Africa. Africa is not the real name of Africa. Africa, before the Roman soldier Africanus went in and conquered Africa and named it after himself, the name of Africa was Akebuland. Akebuland. Look it up. Look up the real name of Africa. But see, before the separation, everything was Africa. Everything was the motherland. Hallelujah. So the Bible is actually written to give praise to the Hebrews. That's why you don't hear nothing about Ham in the Bible, except for Ham looking for Noah, neckiness when he got drunk and then turned around and Noah cursed Ham, which ain't even in the Bible. Noah cursed Cana, then cursed Ham. First of all, Noah couldn't curse Ham because he didn't bless Ham. God blessed Noah and his sons. It's in the book. But a lot of Bible colleges teach that Noah cursed Ham and Noah's curse turned Ham black. No, he was already black. Come on here, somebody. Matter of fact, Noah himself was black. But he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth is the father of the Europeans. Shem is the father of the Semitic and the Hebrews. And Ham is the father of all of us who are of dark skin and black complexion. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Which represent Kemet. Come on here, somebody. Ham represent Kemet. Also, Kemet is where they get chemistry from. Chemistry came from Kemet. So all of the subjects that we study in school came from Kemet because it's the study of Kemet. That's why we have science. That's why we have math. Even the English came from Kemet. In God's original people, which you are. I'm here to help you tonight. You are not no Gentile. If you're in a church that's teaching that, run, hurry up, get up out of there, because that's false doctrine. Yeah, I'm saying it tonight. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. We as African people, notice I didn't say African-American people. Because anytime you put American on, right after African, African-American, American is anti-black. So how can I be African and anti-black at the same time? Okay, so I'm an African man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not an African-American, because I'm not against myself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So anytime we call ourselves an African-American, then we're saying that I'm against myself. Come on here, somebody. That's why in order to fit in, when you're of African descent, you have to renounce who you are as an African person. But we are committed Jews. That's who we are. Because we are Yahshua's. We are God's chosen people. Is everybody understanding this tonight? Because I don't want to lose nobody.
Amen. Amen.
Now, let's go in a little deeper. Let's go in a little further. Come with me to Revelation. Revelation chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. I had to go here because the Lord says, set the foundation for why there's such a hatred toward us as God's people. How many of you know that when something is wicked that you can't change it? Are you still on here with me tonight? It done got quiet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That means y'all listening good. Now, when something is wicked, that's what the Lord says, that there is no peace for the wicked. Why? Because they cannot be changed. That means that sin has got in the nature of that thing. When something is evil, it can be changed. There's still a chance for it to be changed. But when something is wicked, that means if they got into the root of the thing. And how many know that we fight some people that are wicked?
Amen.
Are we still online tonight?
Amen.
We fight some people that are wicked. Come on, hear somebody.
Ouch.
Amen.
Ouch. Ouch. It is true.
It's true.
They have no love. They have no peace.
No peace.
And most of all, they have no fear of God. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh,
now, is everybody in Revelation 2 and 9? Hear what the Lord say in verse 9. And we're going to keep reading. It says, I know your affliction. In other words, Yahshua said, I know what you've been going through. I've seen how you've been afflicted. And your poverty. Yet, you are rich. Look at that. The Lord said, I know your afflictions. I know what you've been going through for my name's sake. I know how the enemy has been afflicting you. And he says, and I know your poverty. I see how the enemy has taken what belongs to you for himself. Come on here, somebody. I see how you've been left out of everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so he said, but yet you are rich. So how am I rich, apostle? And I'm going through all this hell. How am I rich? And I don't have the substance to show that I'm rich. Because an enemy has stole our identity. Come on here, somebody. An enemy has stolen our identity. He said, yeah, you are rich. How am I rich? Because, beloved, let me tell you something. As long as you hold on to your identity as a Jew, you are rich because of the richness of your black skin. Oh, hear me tonight, beloved. What the enemy has said is a curse is actually your blessing. I said what the enemy has said is your curse is actually your blessing. I wish somebody would praise God for making you who he made you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I will. I want somebody to praise God for your black skin. And say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus, for letting me be blessed.
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody should have been saying what she can say. Thank God, I'm going to call you out about something, though. Let me tell you something.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I love who I am. I love that.
Do you
love
know that white skin is a form of leprosy?
Yes, Lord.
Do they know this? Yes. Are they going to tell you this? No. Hallelujah. The only way you can know it is by the Holy Ghost. That's why Moses got scared when he put his hand in his bosom and he pulled it out and it was leprosy, because he said, the Lord just hit me with leprosy. Hallelujah. He was afraid, glory to God. He was so afraid, God saw his fear. He said, don't worry, Moses. It's only temporary. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Excuse me, y'all. I have a moment in the Holy Ghost. The Lord said, Moses, don't be afraid. I'm the God that can change your back. I'm just showing you what kind of power I got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you are rich. Why? Because of your melon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your melon. That's why they kill us around the clock because they want what? Your melon, glory to God, hallelujah. That's why, and when you die, they want to take certain body parts off you. Hallelujah. They ain't even waiting till you get to the morgue, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oof. Child of God, you got something valuable. Do you know how many of us have sold out our melon? Because we want to be a part of a system that's designed to kill us.
Amen.
And so God says, but you are rich. I want you to tell yourself right now, say, I am rich.
I am rich.
I'm rich.
And the devil can't do nothing about it.
And the devil can't do nothing about it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hold on to that. He says,
hallelujah.
I know about the slander. Listen, listen. These are things that he know. This is things that the Lord know about. Hallelujah. These are the things the Lord know about. He's the all-knowing God. When we asked him, Lord, don't you see what I'm going through? He said, yeah, but I'm about to reward you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world from the wicked is getting ready to change hands, y'all. Hallelujah. He said, I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews. Hallelujah. He's talking about the Khazars. He was trying to tell us then, glory to God. Who say they are Jews and are not, are a synagogue of Satan. Come on here, somebody. The synagogue is talking about the church. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Who you think control all the denominations, the demon nations? And the religions, who you think control them? The Khazars. That's why the Bible says that they are the synagogue of Satan.
Okay.
So you mean we've been going to church and we've been hearing lies all the time? We've been going to church? But now God is releasing the truth to us. He said, they have a synagogue of Satan. He said, in verse 10, he said, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mama.
Because many of us is going to suffer, but God says in the suffering, he says, I'm going to be with you in the suffering. Can y'all still hear me?
Amen.
Do not be afraid
Amen.
Of what you're about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, no matter what, God got us. Hallelujah.
No matter what, God got us.
No matter what.
Come on, give God a shout, hallelujah. Come on, give him a praise, hallelujah.
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 Yes. I got him. Hallelujah. Right.
These chains all around here, amen, that are stolen identity, the Lord said, I see them, hallelujah, glory to God. And these churches that have been teaching us that we Gentiles, you just got engrafted in. God had mercy on us. No, we were already serving God. How you going to introduce me to a God that I already got a relationship with? Come on here, somebody. Our ancestors already had a relationship with God. Come on, they gave us God. No, you didn't give us God. We gave you Yahshua.
Amen.
And in return, you gave us slavery. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Let me share something else with you, beloved, that I want you to think about that's going to bless your spirit. Listen. They knew that we were spiritual people.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. Whoever controls the gold, oil, and the diamonds controls the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me well, beloved. Whoever controls the gold, whoever controls the oil, whoever controls the diamonds controls the world. So when they saw we were spiritual people, amen. And they saw the richness of the motherland because the gold come out the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, help me, Holy Ghost. I feel God in this thing all over it. See, the gold come out the ground. Hallelujah. The oil come out the ground. The diamonds come out the ground. And they saw the richness of the motherland. They said, we got to go over there and conquer that land because that's the land that got all the wealth. Come on here, somebody. But what we're going to do is we're going to write a book and call it the Bible. And then we're going to give them the book. And in return, they're going to give us. No. They're not going to give us. We're going to take. We're going to take. Uh-huh. Because the enemy come what? To steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. We're going to give them the book, and then when they get comfortable, we're going to go over there and kill them and take over the gold, the oil, and the diamonds. Guess who's controlling everything right now? Guess who's controlling everything right now? Great Britain. It's all controlled by Great Britain, the Europeans. They control the gold, the oil, and the diamonds. Now, if you abbreviate gold, oil, diamonds, you get God. Come on here, somebody. G-O-D. So let me give you this Bible, and while you're living by faith, hallelujah, and you're going to get yours in the bye-bye, I'm going to take your covenant that you got with God that you don't know about, and I'm going to use it to get all the benefits that's supposed to be going to you. Come on, see. So while we're trying to live by faith, they coming up by the covenant because they taking our covenant from us that we heard from God. And they say, well, you know, you take our Christianity. You take our religion. Hallelujah. That's why we can't come together because Christianity was never designed to bring us together. It was designed to divide and conquer us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And we're out here, amen, trying to hold on and put the most on these titles because we don't know who we really are within ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because these titles gave us what? An identity. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I tell anybody, if you take my apostleship, I don't care. I still know who I am as a Jew. And I'm still going to walk in my covenant. And I'm still going to be blessed. I know I'm going to call my son, though. But I'm an apostle because God put the head on me. Glory to God. I'm a prophet because God put the head on me. And I can't shake it. I'm a teacher because God put the head on me. Glory to God. I'm a pastor because God put the head on me. And I wear it because God said wear it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And so in Revelation 3, let's start at verse 8. Is everybody there? Revelation 3, beginning with verse 8. Are we ready?
Amen.
Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Hallelujah.
And what the Lord says, he says, I know your deeds. Hallelujah. It is, I know what you've been doing. See, all of this God that I know about. Come on here, somebody. He said, oh, knowing God. He knows about Sunday, the old Sunday. Can somebody say, God know about everything? Hallelujah.
God knows about everything.
God knows
about everything.
Mm-hmm. He knows about everything. He knows who lying. He knows who telling the truth. He knows when the truth going to come off. Right? He knew this day was coming. He knew that the scars was going to come off their eyes. He knew that they were so cold. Yet I'm my son, though. When somebody came and told you the truth about being a Jew, no, I'm not no Hebrew Israelite. Hallelujah. No, I'm not from the nation of Islam. But I am a committed Jew, glory to God. Hallelujah. And my ancestors are from Kemet, glory to God, which is the original name of Egypt, which is in where? Africa. That is our homeland. Hallelujah. That is where God is saying that we need to migrate back to get reconnected again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God. He said, I know your deeds. Hallelujah. See, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, it's open doors now. Jesus. God says, I'm opening doors that no man can shut. See, God is revealing your identity because you're getting ready to come into some open doors. And they're coming because God says, you got to recognize who you are. I'm going to make the enemy serve you, but he ain't going to serve you if you don't know your real identity. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for releasing me in this hour to tell the truth to your people. Let me say, you got to be able to go beyond Christianity. This is beyond Christianity. This is beyond church. Come on here, somebody. God is de-churching us. I don't know if you feel the presence or the power of the Holy Ghost, but I do. God says, I am detoxing you from church. I'm bringing you farther into me, and I'm delivering you from a religious mindset.
Hallelujah.
I'm delivering you. Hallelujah. Somebody called it. I'm delivering you. That's why I brought
Hallelujah.
You up. That's why you can stay in church. God did not pull you out. It wasn't the devil that brought you out. God said, I brought
Come
you
on
out.
Now.
Hallelujah. So you won't be stuck
That's
in
right.
my madness. So you won't be filled with false doctrine and demonic doctrine that can't get you the blessing that I got for your life. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Get down and pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And the truth
Thank
shall
you,
make
Lord.
You free. Come on here, somebody. And that truth shall make you free, glory to God. We haven't had the truth. That's why we're bound, glory to God. And the church is still bound, hallelujah. Going every day, but we're
hallelujah.
Bound in our spirit. Bound in our mind, hallelujah, glory to God. Told that I once was blind, but now I see. Now you can't see. The false light is in front of you, glory to God. You think you see. You need to come into the real light of who God is. And who you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah to his great name. Revelation
Hallelujah.
3 and 8. He You gotta have sex before you an open door. And no man can shut it. No man can shut it. No man can shut it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So man won't be able to interfere with what God is doing. When God opened the door, I don't care how your haters hate you. They can't shut the door that God has opened for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, I know that you have a little strength. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Hallelujah. So God said there's a blessing coming for keeping his word and not denying his name. Come on here, somebody. That's why so many have walked away, glory to God, from God. Because now, hallelujah, they have not kept his word and they denied his name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm only rewarding those who have not denied my word. That's why this is not the hour to be ashamed of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People telling all the word don't work. No, it ain't the word don't work. You ain't working it right. Come on here, somebody. The word works. You just gotta know how to work it. Come on here, somebody. If you work it,
come on now.
It works for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
God's word has not lost its power. See, it don't work when you try to live a double life. Come on. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to get in trouble. It don't work when you trying to live a double life. Glory to God. You trying to quote the word, and you walk in sin, and you walk in iniquity, and you don't repent. Glory to God. God said the word won't work for you. Glory to God. If you lying and backbiting and gossiping, hallelujah, it won't work for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You work in witchcraft and domination and think that nobody knows, but God said, I know everything. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, you have not denied my name. Come on here, somebody. How many know the name of God is still holy? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when we sanctify his name, glory to God, because I got to move for you. Hallelujah. His name
Amen.
Is Yahshua HaMashiach. His name is Yahshua HaMashiach. That's God's real name. Hallelujah. That's the name that he had before they took it to England, amen, and made it into Jesus Christ. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
His name is Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Yahshua HaMashiach is the real name of who the church called Jesus Christ. Because there was no J in the original language. It was only a J when it got to England, and they added the J to it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Amen.
And he said, before my return, my real people will know my name. Hallelujah. And it's for you to know the real name of Jesus. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I want you to say it with me. Say Yahshua.
Yahshua.
HaMashiach.
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 Yes. I want you to Google and look up what is the real name of Jesus and see what pop up.
Yahshua. HaMashiach.
Hallelujah. You a Jew. That name must be on your lips at all times. Yahshua, I thank you. Hallelujah. Yahshua, I praise you. Hallelujah.
Well, I thank you, Jesus. Man of God.
I know that you have but a little strength because he see the fight we've been in. Hallelujah. He see how the enemy been dealt with. He says, I know you have but a little strength. He said, but don't worry about it. I got you. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Somebody need to give a praise if you have kept his word and have not denied his name. Come on, give him praise. That is a more cool thing about that, though.
If you want to go home, you may be
I'll catch you next time, but
hey, no cool Yanabas Sando. Hallelujah. Lord, I may be going through hell, but I have not denied your word. And I'll keep your name on the remote code that I'm about to know. Hallelujah. There's a reward for that. Hallelujah. And then verse 9, he says, I know those who are in the synagogue of Satan. There he go again. Talking about the Khazar Jews. Hallelujah. Who claim to be Jews, though they are not. Come on here, somebody. But are what? Liars. Look at what the Lord calls them. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
And you think they got a harsh punishment coming? Hallelujah. They are hell bound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But listen what he says that he going to make them do. You ready for this here? Hallelujah. Put this in your spirit. He says, I will make them come and fall down at your feet. That's why you got to hold on to your identity, because God's going to make them bow down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I'm being a true prophet of God, hold on to the words that I'm about to say. Glory to God. Let the Lord judge right now. Glory to God. Every white person that you see is getting ready to bow down. Hallelujah. And they're going to admit that we are God's chosen people. God's going to make them bow down at our feet and say, y'all are God's chosen people. Y'all are the real Jews. We've been lying to you for all these years. Forgive us. Have mercy on our souls. God about to judge us. Please, have mercy. Y'all hear me? Hallelujah. God's going to want to make them bow down. See, they know they got a time coming. He says, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Come on here, somebody, that you are my chosen. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. So that's called the hour of temptation. Mm-hmm. But God says, when that hour of temptation comes, he's going to keep us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Somebody thank God for his keeping power right now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why so many have fallen by the wayside. But God said, because you have not denied my word and you kept my name, hallelujah. You kept my word and not denied my name, I'm going to keep you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to praise God right now. I feel a praise in it. Somebody
pray
right now, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Beloved, don't you sell out your identity, glory to God. Your black skin is a blessing. Don't you sell out. Amen, you stay natural. Amen, you don't conform to this world, but you be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Amen, every sister, you a queen. You are a black queen, glory to God. Hold your ground, stand your ground, glory to God. Every brother, you are a black king. Don't sell out your manhood, glory to God. Don't sell out who you are, glory to God. You're not no African-American. You're just an African, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's here in America, glory to God. Don't you accept what they put on you, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I ain't trying to be popular. I don't care about no friends. I care about pleasing the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I'm not connected to the 501c3. I'm connected to heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And God said, I'm coming back, glory to God. Who he's coming back for is those who have kept his word and have not denied his name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You should be rejoicing right now, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord said, if you keep what I'm telling you, he's going to make every enemy you have bow down and acknowledge who you are. Come on here, somebody. They're going to have to bow down and acknowledge
hallelujah,
who you are.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
What's your dad doing? Tell somebody right now, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I acknowledge tonight.
I acknowledge tonight.
That I am a true Jew.
I am a true Jew.
Come on and praise God. Hallelujah. If you know you're a true Jew, come on and praise him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are there any questions?
Yes. Man of God, I have a
couple of questions. Are there any questions, glory to God?
Yes, man of God. This is Sister Alexandra. I have a couple of questions for you. So, okay, I read all that you said. Okay? And so this is my question to you. I know that in the Bible, the Garden of Eden was in Africa. Am I correct?
Yes.
With the Garden of Eden in Africa. Can you hear me?
Yes. The Garden,
with the Garden of
Eden
was in Africa. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, Lord God. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. The Garden of Eden is located in Ethiopia. Yes, it is in the Garden of Eden.
Okay. Okay. Now,
yes,
the other question I have. Right. Okay, now the other question I have for you, like, okay, so they really kind of reversed it on us when they told us that we were the Gentiles and they were the true Jews, when actuality we're the true Jews and they are the Gentiles.
Yes.
Okay, and then another question I have is this. Okay, like when we see on television, when they show us the Jews going back to over there to Israel, and we see all these people getting on the plane going over there, and they're talking about the Bible's being fulfilled, they're going back home and stuff like that. So they are not the true Jews that the Lord is talking about that's going back over there getting on these planes. Am I correct?
No. Yes, you are absolutely correct, my sister, yes.
So when are the real Jews like us? I'm finished. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Will you see that? That's their way, my sister, of collecting more money through the advertisement. So you will send money over there.
Mm-hmm.
But when anybody sends money, they're sending money to build the devil's kingdom. Because they are not the real Jews. They are hooked up to an organization called the Illuminati.
Amen.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay. I can hear you.
Woman of God.
Okay.
Yeah, the Illuminati is the people that control, let me put it like this. They are the organization that's considered to be the God of this world.
Right. They control the media, the TV. They control what you see, what you hear.
Everything. Everything. Everything is controlled by them. All the technology is controlled by them. That's why everything has a chip in it. People were laughing at me when I said this. And I was teaching this in 2005. I was telling people, I said, you know, your TV has a chip in it. This was before they made everybody get cable. I said, the reason why they're making everybody get cable is so they can look inside your home and hear your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you cut your TV off, they still listening to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right now my TV is off, but the light is still on. So they're listening.
Wow. Okay, so my question,
including our phones. Come on, here, somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
Our phones is a tracking device. That's how they're able to track you. They don't have. All they got to do is use the chip inside your phone to know where you at.
Amen. Amen. And when you use your debit card as well, your debit card, your credit card.
Wow.
Amen.
Because the enemy want to be like God. See, that's why they invented technology. See, the enemy invented technology because he want to be like God. He want to be omnipresent.
Right.
But he can't be omnipresent like God because God is omnipresent by nature. Through nature, God is omnipresent. Amen. He's everywhere in everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's nowhere that God is not present. Come on here, somebody. That's why David said in Psalms 139, even if I make my bed in hell, there art what? There. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so the enemy want to be like God, and so he invented technology through inventing the chip to try to make like he got the power God got when he really don't. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right, right. A cheap knockoff. You right. A cheap knockoff.
And this is what the whole fight is about, that the enemy want to be God. Just like he done stole our identity, he's trying to steal God's identity. Come on here, somebody. But I didn't know that that ain't going to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is going to use what they're trying to do, and he's going to set up his time of coming to get us. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got to stay raptured ready. Come on here, somebody. This ain't the time to relax. This is the time to stay watchful. Come on here, somebody. This is the time to stay in prayer. This is the time to stay alert because we don't know when the sky is going to crack and Yahshua is going to come with his angels, and we got to be ready. Come on here, somebody. If you got to get ready, then you ain't ready. You got to be ready. Come on here, somebody. If you're telling me you're coming to get me at a certain time, I got to be ready. Because you're telling me, when I come at this time, I need you to what? Be ready. I don't need you to get ready. I need you to what? Be ready. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If I'm still trying to get ready, God said, no, I need you to be ready. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We've been lied to, y'all. We've been lied to. We've been lied to bad. Hallelujah.
Been bamboozled.
But I mean, you know that.
Okay, so my daughter has a question for you, and her question is this. She said, okay, so when are the true Jews? The Bible says the true Jews are going to go back to the homeland. So you're saying that the black people. When is this supposed to happen? When is this supposed to happen? This is in the New Testament. I'm just saying.
Yeah. When the Lord come get us is when we're going to go back to be with him. Everybody not going back with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the church. A lot of pastors going to be left out here still preaching when the Lord come. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said that he going to come, and if we stay watch, thank you, Lord. I hear you. I know that everybody has heard this, that the Lord going to come like a thief in the night.
Exactly, yeah.
How many of you have heard that?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
How many have heard that?
It's
he's coming as a thief in the night.
Scripture.
Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost said to me about this scripture. He said, I'm only going to come as a thief in the night for those who are not awake. I'm only going to come as a thief in the night for those who are asleep. For those who are awake, I will not be a thief to them. They're going to know my coming. They're going to be ready whenever I'm going to come. So God is saying, stay awake, hallelujah. Stay awake. Don't sleep. Because the time you sleep, I might be coming.
That's right.
So God said,
so they don't need to get ready. They need to be ready.
So you don't miss my coming. Come on here, somebody. Yeah,
that's
be
right.
Ready. Hallelujah. Don't get ready.
That's
be
right.
Ready. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. Don't get ready. Be ready.
Yeah. When the rapture takes place is when we going back home to be with him.
We finna go off in 10 seconds.
Wow.
No, we good, we good, we good.
We are? Okay.
Yeah, we okay,
amen.
We okay.
Amen.
No,
how many of y'all feel free in y'all spirit tonight? How many of y'all feel free? How many of you feel good in your spirit tonight that you received the real truth about who you are?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And see, a lot of you don't know that because of the 501c3, a lot of preachers can't say, I can't tell you the truth. Because they prohibit it by law to tell you the truth. Come on, hear somebody.
Right, right. Amen. That's the government.
Because
the government.
What can happen is if they tell you something that through the 501c3, the 501c3 will come in and shut down their ministry, shut down their church, they will stop funding them. Hallelujah. And then their license will be taken away.
Yep, that's true. That's true. They won't be able to feed the people. They won't be able to
that's
go pick up food
money
from the food bank.
We tell them we trust in God. Brother. Let me tell you something. I'm trusting God right now. He said, you tell my people the truth, and I'm going to have them to take care of you. Glory to God. If you tell my people the truth, I'm going to bless you, son. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God is my witness. He has blessed me. Glory to God. Ah, I'm not funded by no government. Glory to God. God take care of me. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Somebody give God a
say that.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes. Hallelujah.
That's the glory. That's
fire. I'll say it with joy. I'll say it with thanksgiving. I'll thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll bless the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to hear well done. Hallelujah. By good and faithful. I'm trying to hear well done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Corey, what he was again?
Hallelujah.
Be 501c3. 501c3. And that's the papers that is given to ministry by the government to fund, you know,
that's
the food ministries and, yeah, for the nonprofit.
You get a tax write-off and
there you go.
You got to pay
there
taxes on certain things.
Right.
But you can't say
right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't say Jesus or Yahshua in public. You can't
wow.
say there or one of them in
public. Wow.
You can say God. You can say God, but you can't make references to Jesus, Yahshua, Yahweh. You got to say God. You can't.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
And they can't pick up food. They won't be able to get food. They won't get a tax write-off.
They won't be to do
they can't get a tax write-off.
Okay.
They can't get a tax write-off at the end of the year. They get tax write-off for their ministry. They get tax write-off for if they live on the church or they have something on the outside of the church, their home. They get a tax write-off on that. They get food from the government to feed the needy, the hungry. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these things they putting up is coming from the government. It's not really coming from the church. It's coming from the government. And they can go in there anytime they want to. They can step aside the church anytime they want to. They can send people to see what you sit in the audience, plant them in the audience to see what you guys are talking about and everything. All that goes with them backing you. Because if they hear something that is not up under their rules and regulations, they will shut you down.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's why so many churches are shut down during Corona. Because they had to.
Yeah.
They had to shut down by law.
Hey, come on.
Exactly, because they are the law up under their rules and regulations besides the COVID. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the churches aren't essential. They're saying the church
the fellowship, we never shut down. I never shut down during the COVID. God told me, he said, don't worry about that. He said, I got
that's
you
right.
covered. Keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. He said, that's my
exactly.
judgment on the land. Glory to God. How about cool yell about thunder? He said, keep
on
magnifying me. You know God has prospered us doing this thing. Hallelujah. Why? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. And all I know is to obey God and get blessed. That's it. Hallelujah. I ain't no rocket scientist, but the anointing of God on my life know everything. And he gave me the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And so, amen. We still going strong and getting stronger. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We the true Jews, y'all. We God's, we are God's chosen people. Do you know there are very few people that know about Kemet? Matter of fact, the reason why Kemet is not written in the Bible, and see, the word Bible means, I come from the Latin word biblios, which means many books composed into one book. So you're not
that's
getting
right.
the whole of the full story, so you got to research in order to get the full story of each story.
Come on now. That's right.
Yeah. That's true. That's
and anytime you got a version, you're not going to get the full story. You're getting somebody's interpretation of a story. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all still with me? Anytime you hear a version, you're getting a person's side of a story. That's why when anything happened, the police take down both sides of what happened.
Amen.
And what they do is that they match the stories of which versions match each other. And that's how they determine what is the truth about the story. See, they interview each person separately. They may take what they hear out of each person's story and they say, okay, this here coincide with each other. This here line up. So this is what must have really happened. And it's called a version. See, you can't take half a version and make it the whole version. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, rightly divided the word of truth. See, many have divided, but they didn't rightly divide it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
People talking about the Bible don't make sense. No, because you ain't getting the whole story. You didn't go outside your book. Preachers tell you all the time, don't go outside this book. Why not?
Amen.
And it's something you don't want me to know? Amen. Come on,
please.
Because
they can't go find
out
the truth
if you start teaching. Go outside the Bible. Come on here, somebody. Go outside the book. Why do you think that there are lost books of the Bible? Those books ain't lost. Those are the books that King James didn't want to put in the Bible. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right. The book of Enoch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Gospel of Thomas. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That has not been put in so many other books. Come on here, somebody, man of God. Those books ain't lost. King James didn't want them put in the Bible because he didn't want some things revealed to us.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Man.
They have Bibles that go back further than King James. Those are rare Bibles, and they are very expensive, but they got some Bibles that go back further than King James. And people keep getting it mixed up that King James. Keep going. Yeah, the Bibles are very expensive, and they go back further than King James.
Yep, absolutely. My sister, they got the Geneva Bible. They got the Bishop Bible. And further than that, they got the Coptic Bible, which is connected to Kemet.
Right.
Which is the oldest Bible there is. It's called the Coptic Bible.
Right. I heard that.
Because they said, oh, you didn't go to Bible college? No, the Lord told me don't go to no Bible college and let no man mess my mind up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost taught me. The Holy Spirit taught me. I sat under the feet of the Holy Spirit. He said, let the teacher teach you. Those were the words of the Holy Spirit to me when he started teaching me. He said, let the teacher teach you. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And he took me under his wing. And everything I know is because he gave it to me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The older man was jealous of me. When I came up in the gospel, in the ministry, they saw my gift, and I got talked about bad. Amen. Especially when they knew that I had a real gift for hearing God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I stayed in the word. One of the pastors told me like this. He said, brother, do you ever come up for air? Glory to God. Do you ever get? I said, no. I said, he all the air I need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he just looked at me. Come on, do I ever come up for air? No. All the air I need is where I'm at. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this pastor is talking about me backslid. Hey, y'all, by son, baby, boy, cool. Y'all, by son, though. Got to be careful.
Yeah.
How you talk about God's anointing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
But I wanted to go into the seven
That's
words and the ten words, but God said before you go into that, give them the truth about their identity and about the Europeans' identity. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Let me
say
this a little bit more.
That's the reason why over in Egypt where the pyramids are, if you notice a lot of those some headstones over there where you see the face, you see the nose is cut off. They cut the nose off because they did not want you to know that that was a black man's nose. So if you look at a lot of pictures and stuff, you'll see a lot of the headstones where the nose is cut off. And we know that that was a black man. They did that so you would not know what culture that was. And they also have some hidden stuff over there. They have some hidden stuff over there in Egypt, scrolls and stuff that they have taken out of sight so people cannot see them. And they have a lot of black people on them in the hieroglyphics, I think that's what they call them. So a lot of them, a lot of the kings and queens that they talk about on television and Hollywood portray, all those queens were black. Cleopatra, Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra. Most of them were black queens, but they did not want you to know that a black queen could be that hot or be have that type of power. So they changed the color of their skin. They changed the color of their skin. And they also said said that white men took the black people the Bible so that they can have more control over them to keep them calm so that they would not want to war with them. And so they taught them their version of the Bible. That's why a lot of people have pictures of Jesus being white. So they want you to think that Jesus is white and that they can have more control over you, keep you, you know, calm and not ready to do so much fighting and stuff against them if they taught you their word.
You are so right, my sister. You are so right. Now, you know who had something to do with that, right? Napoleon, when he went over there. And right now today, all of the queens and the kings are the Othello's. Noses are blown off.
Right. Exactly.
And every time they do that 21 salute, that military, that's what they did to blow the noses off. It took 21 guns or cannon shots to do that to their noses. So best as a memorial to what they did to the ancestors over there in Timmins. That 21 gun salute.
My God.
And so Napoleon got mad when he saw the notice that they were of African descent and said, you know, I'm going to try. Actually, he was trying to take the heads off, but the most he could do was take the nose off. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Exactly.
That's wicked. How wicked is that? Hallelujah. And so we got to get out of trust in what our enemies say, because the Bible says that they come to steal, kill, and destroy. And how many of us have they stolen, killed, and destroyed? So the nature of our enemy ain't going to change. We just got to come to grips with that he is who he is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
We're trying to think, oh, we can change Master. No, we can't change him. A leper can't change his stripes. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And they've proven to us that they not going to change. Come on here, somebody. How much more is it going to take for us to realize that our enemy ain't going to never accept us?
Amen.
But that God, in his time, is going to make them bow down to us and worship us for who we are. Come on here, somebody. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost told me. He said only those who have not denied their identity of who they are is going to receive this blessing. Come on here, somebody. That's why I'm holding on to my like everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to let it go. Because God said they're getting ready to bow down and worship you for who you are because of who I am in you. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hi, men of God. This is Kendra, and I just want to...
Oh, go ahead, woman of God. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say, I watched, I don't know if you guys watched the Discovery Channel, but they did a whole documentary on Kush. They showed Kush, the Black Pharaohs. So they were saying how the Black Pharaohs, before Egypt, before the, you know, Egypt, because Egypt was like next door, because they always put, they always make it seem like Africa and Egypt are two different places, but they in the same continent. Africa is in Egypt. It's next door to, you know, they next door to each other, but they always try to make it seem like that they're not. So Africa is a part of Egypt. Egypt is a part of Africa. So they went back, they did a documentary like 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, on Discovery. They always talk about Egypt, but they showed the Black Pharaohs, and they said the Black Pharaohs was the first ones who even had a kingdom. And they said the Black Pharaohs, they control Egypt, they control Africa, they controlled them for like I think either 1 or 3,000 years. Then they said the Egyptian, because of the Black Pharaohs, they worshiped like God and stuff, but they worshiped God. Now they didn't say anything about, you know, Jesus, but they worship God. But then the Egyptians, they wanted the Black Pharaohs to worship their God. You know how, like, you know, those animals and all that. But the Black Pharaohs, they never did. They always stayed true to themselves. But what they were saying is the Black Pharaohs, they controlled everything on the Nile, because remember the Nile is like the freeway, the transit where they had the goods coming in and coming out. But the Egyptian people, they had gotten into it with the Black Pharaoh. They set a kingdom on fire because, you know, they were flying back and forth for power. So the Egyptian people, they had, with they were discriminating against them, against the Black Pharaohs out of, when they showed like King Tut and all them, they don't mention the Black Pharaohs. They just say, oh, we had a fight with the neighbors next door, but that was the Black Pharaoh, the king, the Pharaoh. So I'm just saying they would come back and forth with them, but the Black Pharaohs, they said they were good to the neighbors. You know, they were calm with their neighbors. They didn't mess mess with them like that. You know, they didn't, like, you know, just attack us for no reason. But the Egyptian people, they went to cast them out because they wanted the black pharaohs to go ahead and bow, you know, to bow and all those, you know, different animals and stuff like that, and they weren't having it. But they was discriminated against them. But what a lot of people don't know is one of the black pharaohs, I forgot his name, but he was in the Bible. He got the Jews. So I think that's probably why the Egyptians, they don't say nothing about the black pharaohs, but the black pharaohs was the first one with the kingdom. So they said now when people go over there, they're going to start showing the mummies of Kut. Because remember Moses' wife, they said she was a Cushionite princess. So it's a lot of people don't know that. They just think when they think of Egypt, they just think it's King Tut. But you have to go back to the black pharaoh. And, I mean, them people, they look black like black. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
When you really study Kemet, then you are coming to all the knowledge of the truth. That's why in Genesis the river is not named in Genesis, but the river that is not named is called the Nile River. That's the only river that has four heads. They don't want to name the Nile River because they don't want to give out too much information concerning the location of the Garden of Eden.
Because somebody said you could see the Garden of Eden up close, but you can't go to it. Because I know, I think in the Bible it says the angel is guarding it. You can't go in there. This is what I heard people say. They said they seen it over. They said they seen it, like they flew over it. But God said he ain't going to let nobody get close to it. Yeah. This is what, I mean, that's in the Bible. That he ain't going to let nobody step in the foot of Garden of Eden again.
Amen. What we got to do too, true to God, we got to do this too, family. Listen. We got to stop saying that slavery is our history. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slavery is not our history. Slavery is what the European did to us to enslave us and take away our history. Come on here, somebody. Slavery is not our history, and we should not accept it as our history. Kemet is our history. We have our ancestral blood in our veins. Come on here, somebody.
Well, what is the history? What is that?
Kemet.
K-E-M-E-T.
K-E-M-E-T.
Okay. I've seen that before, but I said, well, you know what? I don't know if this was true or not, because, you know, as you go into the regular churches, they don't talk about stuff like that. Sister, look it up.
Look it up. Okay. Look it up, and then allow God to minister to you. Everything that the Lord has spoken through me is going to come up.
Okay.
Excuse me, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
How you doing? How everybody on the line?
Hey, sorry. Amen.
Sorry for interrupting, but I was wondering, could I get you to pray real quick for my phone cut off completely? It keep beeping.
Okay. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, Lord. I lift your daughter up before you, Lord. I ask you to continue to bless her, lead her, and guide her, Lord. Thank you for the revelation knowledge of truth. Thank you that you said we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Thank you, Father, for putting us in a place to know who you are in a greater degree and who we are in a greater degree. We thank you, Lord, for us accepting our committed Jewish identity. And we end it in Mokul Yerabaha. We thank you for the covenant that you have with us through nature. We bless your name, and we give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
I want to say thank you to everyone on the line, on the prayer line. Everybody be blessed and have a safe holiday tomorrow. Everybody be blessed. I got to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. One more thing. Don't celebrate Memorial. Can everybody hear me?
Holiday.
All of the holidays are demonic.
Oh, okay.
Listen, how can we celebrate the dead and don't celebrate the living? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Yep.
Amen.
Look how wicked the European is. He set aside holidays to celebrate the dead, but he won't celebrate those of us who are on the land of the living. When God said for us not to celebrate or have nothing to do with worshiping any day that is set aside for the dead. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What did Yahshua say to the boy when he said, come and follow me? And he said, but what about my parents? He said, let the dead bury the dead, but you follow me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying let the dead bury the dead. We gonna continue to follow what? Yahshua. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, everyone be safe and be blessed till we meet again.
All right.
Amen, Sister Linda. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to say something that might not seem important or might not even thought about, but as you was talking about the Jewish, our Jewish heritage, they used to call people Juju. Now, where did black folks, they used to call black folks Juju. Now, where'd that come from? That's along the line of Jews, right? Why would they call people Juju?
They would call them Juju black, blue black. But to say it, check this out, y'all, and I know everybody heard this, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what the original version of that is. Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blacker the berry, the sweeter the Jew. Come on here, somebody. The Jew.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So, in actuality, it's saying that the darker the roots you are, the truer the Jew you are. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Mm. Mm.
So if you are dark tonight, come on and give God praise for your blackness. Come on here, somebody. If you light skinned tonight, give God praise for your blackness. Why? Because you have something that is a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I hear you, God. And when the Lord says, don't give up your birthright, that's yours. That's your entitlement. Don't be like Esau. Hate your birthright. God said, love your birthright. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the Europeans came out of the tribe of Esau.
Mm.
You know that the European is not really white. He's red, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they get mad, what color do they turn?
Red.
And see, red is a demonic energy. Red is a demonic color. Red represents negative energy. Black is positive energy. Red is negative energy. Well, y'all got me going all deep, off in the science tonight. The Holy Ghost got me off. See, red is symbolic of negative energy. So when you see red represents anger, it represents fire, it represents judgment.
Mm.
And what the European has done is that he's labeled everything black as bad. Come on here, somebody. But if you let a black cat come across your path, you're going to have bad luck.
Right, right.
Why? Because the cat is black. They look at it as negative. Black ball. Blackout.
Right.
Anything
black.
That is black, they label it as bad. When in actuality, black is a symbol for holiness. Come on here, somebody. Do you know, beloved, anything that is not black is abnormal?
Mm.
That's why we need
pages. Y'all still hear me online tonight, blood. Boy, God is pulling out some stuff tonight. Anything that is not black is abnormal.
Man of God, I just want to say something. This is Sister Kendra.
Yeah.
Just one more thing. So I know they said that they found the lost tribe of, you know, the 12 tribes. So they found one of the tribes, and the tribe was in Africa. So they took them out of Africa. They got them registered over in Israel now. They registered. So that's one of the tribes. If the lost tribes, you know, of the Jewish people, and they did DNA tests, and they got DNA tests from old bones, and they said they are descended of the Abraham, you know, like I think it's Abraham or Aaron, but they are one of the tribes of the lost Jews.
You know that we got to stop saying we are the seed of Abraham. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, that we are offspring
and I'm
from
tell
Abraham.
You a scripture why.
Mm-hmm.
We are not the seed of Abraham. Abraham was not a Jew. He was a Hebrew.
Oh, so you saying that we not the seed of Abraham?
No. Because Abraham was not a Jew. That's why when God cut a covenant with Abraham, he put him to sleep. And in actuality, God cut a covenant with himself. Abraham came, the Hebrews made Abraham so that the blessing could fall on the Gentiles.
Mm.
So the white people were able to get in through Abraham.
Oh, okay. So Abraham then are Hebrews.
Yeah. See, Hebrew is not even a people. Hebrew is a language. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't go to Hebrew. Where is Hebrew found? Hebrew ain't even a country.
Yeah.
Hebrew is what we would call mixed.
Oh,
Hebrew is related to albino.
Okay.
I always wondered how the
and we and the people are going through any kind of mental anguish. It's because of the wickedness of the European to mix his blood with our blood. Because of the race that has went on that the enemy used to keep his demonic seed alive. That's why they kept raping the queens, because they needed the womb to keep their contaminated seed alive. Come on here, somebody. That's why they wouldn't use the name women. Mm-mm-mm. Help me, Holy Ghost. Because they knew if they put their seed, the European men knew if he put his seed inside his woman, his race would have died off. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it took him to eliminate us as black kings out the way. That's why we have been marked.
Uh-huh.
That's why there is a conspiracy. That's why there's a hit on every black man to try to eliminate us out the equation altogether. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that God going to protect those that belong to him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, men of God. Brother, yes.
So, man of God, who was Hitler killing? They said Hitler killed 6 million Jews. So, what kind of were those Jews, or those were different kind of Jews? Were they ever Jews?
From the look of it, he was killing the Khazar Jews.
Oh.
And what most people don't know, here it is, people of God, what most people don't know about Hitler is that he had black in him.
Ah, whoa.
And he acknowledged the fact that blacks were the real Jews. They in the video that you can watch on YouTube, they will talk about how he admitted to knowing the truth about who we were. Come on here, somebody.
All of that.
That's why he wanted to eliminate us, because he knew who we were.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Europeans are still carrying the spirit of Hitler right now today.
Yeah, they like Hitler.
And
they love
carrying the spirit of Willie Lynch. And they're carrying the spirit of Willie Lynch. That's why they still trying to lynch us and kill us, because the lynch spirit is still being capitalized through them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
So it just depends on what
being told. Go ahead, woman of God.
So we are committed Jews, but in the Bible it just say Jewish people. It don't say committed. It don't say this type of Jew, that type of Jew. It just say Jews, because in the Bible said to the Jews first, then the Greeks. So I guess that's probably why a lot of people get mixed up, because it don't say committed Jew. You know, it don't say committed Jews.
No, you're not going to find that. Because remember, we read the King James Version.
Okay.
So he had say-so what went in the book.
He edited it.
So when you get in the Version, you only hear one side of a story. Come on here, somebody. You're not hearing the whole
Amen.
Story.
So you got
to read to go on. Come on.
Okay, this is when me and my mom hooked up. We said, all right. We had looked online about the Jews, about King James. So they got two versions of a King James. They got the one that everybody always say that is gay, which is a white man. Then they said the true King James, he was black. He was the king over Africa. He was the king over, I think, Irish, he was a king over like three continents, and they said he was a black man, but he was fighting the people was fighting him. I guess the Illuminati, like the Catholics and all them, they were fighting him. In the midst of his fighting, they said that he hid the papers and everything. He put everything in the Bible as much as he could. They locked up his mom, and then they killed her, and then they killed him. So they said they twisted that history around. They said that King James was a black man, but he was over three continents. And they said that continents. And they said they got all the paperwork from when he was back then. You know, back there in his day, they said they got all the paperwork back there. Because I know a lot of me and my mom, we've seen a documentary, and they were talking about how the Catholic people got all this information in under the Vatican. And they got so much of the Christians, you know, the people that call it Jesus, they go around the world taking stuff, and they'll kill you for that stuff. Taking Holy Relics, taking scriptures, everything.
All of the real information is stored up. And they got the real truth over there. That's why they got our bodyguards over there. You don't have bodyguards unless you done stole something.
Come on, man.
They don't have bodyguards around for not. Because they made their stolen gold. Come on here, somebody. What would you need bodyguards for if the gold is rightfully yours? You got bodyguards because you know that gold that you got over there ain't even yours.
Tell him the Catholics, they do
the Queen of England, the Illuminati, and the Queen.
Yeah, and they said the Catholics do business with the Illuminati, and they do business with the mob.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah,
to do right. One of the folks was trying to do right, and they killed him.
Yeah.
They said that was real from the Godfather when they killed the Pope. They said that was for real. That was real. They wanted to, because they showed it on the History Channel. They said that one of the Popes, because he was trying to do good. He was trying to do what was right, and they killed him.
The lie that they've been telling us for, since they brought it over here, telling their separation of church and state, that's all a lie. Let me tell you something. The Pope controls the president. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. The Pope controls the president.
Mm-hmm. The Pope is over the president. Mm-hmm. It is not a democracy. It is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So
what about the queen over there sitting on that throne?
He's not working for the people. He's working for the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all hear me?
Answer, what about that queen over there?
What about Queen Elizabeth?
I know she got something to do with it.
But I don't feel,
queen over there, listen. The queen over there is not a real queen. She is a reptilian.
Right. They said that she wasn't the right queen. And those tiaras that she wear on her head, her family left it. And they told her she could never spell it.
The king
said she could never spell it. He got it, I guess it's what they call generational wealth, that they know whoever sits on the throne can never spell it or do anything with them if they go into bankruptcy. But they said all that came from black people from Africa, that the people sitting on the throne killed them. Yeah, they killed them, and then they said those are imposters that's sitting on the throne over there in England. Those people are not the real people of the kings and queens. Those are fake people. They killed the black people, took all the diamonds, gold, tiaras, all the jewels that you were talking about Africa had, and her father put it in some type of trust or something. Anyway, it can never be touched. But a lot of people don't even know the queen owned most of England, all downtown. She got the largest amount of real estate in England, on the planet. She got the largest real estate. Yeah, that's right. She's over Jamaica, too. She has the largest real estate portfolio. Huh?
Woman of God, you know where all that came from?
Yeah, came probably from us, because they stole it from us. Go ahead.
That's it. It came from slavery. It came from our ancestors. It came from them being enslaved.
Yeah.
It came from Africa. That's
what they said.
It took over Africa.
Exactly. That's the reason why he have it where they can't touch it.
That's why their biggest fear. Hear me. Three things they fear the most. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Three things they fear the most. Black love, black power, black unity. Let me say it again. Black love. That's why they separate the male and the female. They don't want us to reproduce because
every
time we reproduce, that's one more weapon that they got to deal with. They're scared of black power because we possess the real power. See, black power is God's power.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to be like them, and God is saying, no, be like who I created you to be because I'm in you. Come on here, somebody. You are my people. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're scared of what? Black unity. They don't want us to unify. Mm-hmm. That's why they say, keep your distance from each other. That's why the epidemic came, so they could keep us further apart. We was already apart, but now we got an excuse now not together. No, because of the virus.
Yeah, say that.
The virus... All they're using the virus to do is to keep us further apart. Now families can't come together for fear.
Mm-hmm.
But God is saying, if you fear me, then you ain't got to worry about them. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about the virus if you trusted in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not the vaccine, because the vaccine has two things. It has the virus in it, and it has the chip in it. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. And the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Now, the next time we get together, I'm going to talk about the seven heads and the ten horns. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Wow, this is just so awesome. I feel the unity of God unifying us. I feel freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something that we ain't felt in church. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
How many tonight will admit online that you feel freer than you've ever felt before hearing the truth?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make you free. Command you to be free. In other words, when you hear, you can no longer go back to the bondage that you were in before. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But you want to find him.
Let me tell you, beloved, stay away from those who aren't free, though. Because those who aren't free, they're going to fight you. Come on, here, somebody. No, I've been taught all my life. I'm a Gentile. I got it grafted in. I didn't know in church all my life. I was born a Baptist. I was born apostolic. No, you were born black. You wasn't born into no denomination or no religion. Before you knew a religion, you were born black, and you were born to be free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
And so tonight I pray that the Lord will continue to open up your understanding and continue to bless you from looking up the Khazars, from looking up, Kemet. And a lot of people don't know where the Ten Commandments came from. Lord, I mean, that's a whole other can of worms right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of good eating. But I'm not going to go into that tonight. And I just want you to digest what we've already heard tonight. And then when we come back again together, let's have more questions. Let's get more answers from the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord. My God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're going to turn it. I want to turn it by the Spirit of God is flowing to my dear brother, amen, elder, amen. Go ahead and come on in, elder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord on the night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the truth.
Amen. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Like everybody else, all the Hollywood movies is lying. They got all the white pharaohs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They wasn't no white. Remember, you know when all the white people came over and took over Egypt? Amen. That's how you know when the Bible, a lot of people don't want to accept this kind of what the apostle is teaching tonight. But you got to understand, hallelujah, when the Bible was written, Egypt was not called Egypt. Like he just said.
Come on, man.
So when they say, when you go back and you read that the Israelites were freed from Egypt, that's telling you that it was written in a time where Egypt was called Egypt. It wasn't written at the time. Hallelujah. I know Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know we've been talking to trust the scriptures. Amen. That the scriptures are right and all this other stuff, praise God. But the facts are the facts. When you research something and you find out, wait, this wasn't even named yet. So how could this person have wrote this when it wasn't even named yet at the time? Unless somebody then went back and rewrote what somebody else wrote to make it fit their facts. You got to look at that word history. that word history, if you look at it, is really saying his story.
That's his story. His story.
Well, whose story
his
is it?
Story.
It's the winner's story. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not the That's the story being told. Whoever won the war gonna tell the story, and they going, and guess what they do? They make themselves look good in their own story.
Always. Always.
I was just watching the James Brown story the other day. Get on up. I was watching it yesterday, and they betrayed him as a pretty harsh guy in the story. He's pretty harsh in there. Pretty self-centered. So I wonder how harsh he really was. Because you always make yourself look good in the movie. Praise God. Mm-hmm. When y'all see when my wife sees my movie, she going to be like, why you left out a lot of stuff, didn't you? I'm like, praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's my movie. That's my story. So trust me when I say they done left a whole lot of stuff out the Bible. Like the man of God was talking about the lost book. My wife put me on to a book of the Bible about Joseph. We know the story when Joseph was in Potiphar's house and the woman, his wife, tried to have sex with him and he got away from her. But there's another book that gives detailed information. He said, I was in the house and she kept coming to me saying that my husband trusts you. He know you a man of God. He wouldn't believe you would sleep with me. We could do it behind his back. It was real detailed in the story. Praise God.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it helps to know that it helps to do your research. Like the man of God said, they even told me to quit going outside the book. But when I go outside the book, it makes me understand what's written in the book. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. For example, I'm going to give you one more example, and then I'm going to open the line up for testimony. We read in the Bible all the time how when Mary came in contact with Elizabeth and they was both pregnant, the baby, John the Baptist, began to dance and flip inside of Elizabeth's womb. But we don't, like, and I've heard preachers preach about it. They done preached on it and preached on it. And now that I go back and do the research, they sermons don't make no sense. Let me tell you why. They sermons don't make no sense. Because when I go to the historian Josephus teaches me that at that time, Elizabeth was around 6 months pregnant. She was almost due, but the baby had not moved in her stomach yet, and the doctor believed that the baby was dead. They believed that she was going to have a miscarriage, that she was going to have a dead baby. So the significance of her coming in contact with Mary and the baby leaping in the womb says that Jesus can come and give life to the dead. Lord have mercy. Praise God.
Hey.
But I wouldn't have gotten that revelation if it wasn't for the historian, unless I went outside the book. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to go outside the book sometimes, praise God, and use the discernment that God gave you to lead you in the right direction. Hallelujah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it'll work out. It'll work out. Praise God. The line is open. If you have a testimony, amen, a prayer request, if you have a comment or a question for the man of God, hallelujah, now would be the time. Praise God.
Hello?
Mm-mm.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, oh my God.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, well, this is Annette. I'm asking prayer for myself, prayer for my family.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so a couple of things here. One is when I was hearing the reading of the Hebrews and how they became, it never was explained to me exactly how they became the Jews. I always heard, well, one day he was a Hebrew and then the next day they was a Jew. It's never been explained how that happened.
I wouldn't come in and hear me. Oh,
hello?
Oh, good.
It just,
You all can hear me?
That's good, man.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
and
I thought she was asking
you
something, Pop. Amen. Go ahead, woman of God.
Yeah, I like I'm saying, you know, every time I hear the teaching of Abraham and how they became the how the Jews, how the Hebrews end up becoming the Jews, it was never actually explained as how they became the Jews. But this is what it's been taught in you know, the years to me. It was all of a sudden they was Hebrews,
yeah.
Now all of a sudden they Jews. How does that happen?
Come on, woman of God.
You know. And then, too, another thing with back to the Jews, that was a type of insult. Because black people took that as an insult. And I think they were doing that to make people not want to be a Jew or whatever. You know, Jew, you know. Even in school, you know, kids used to tease people. I've heard them tease people, oh, you a Juju, you know. And we really didn't like that. And so that was a type of another thing, I believe, is to make people not even like their own blackness, you know, even though they didn't say Jews, but Juju, you know. That's all along that line. So it's just been a lot that haven't been that's been being said and haven't been said. And then one more thing, I follow, I mean, I've listened to Price Jr., Reverend Price Jr., and he's been really going through history, you know, and figuring out some things and finding out some things. And he was talking at one time about how Joseph, how that he was sold three times. Three times he was sold. And so, you know, it's just a lot like you're saying, you know, if we don't go and study and look it up and find out for ourselves and go check out the other books, you know, because this young man, he went in the King James speaks of a certain person. I can't say the name right now. I don't have my notes. But he was speaking of how that he was sold to this person. And then came along, he was sold to some Ishmaelites, and then he was sold to another person, and finally sold over in Egypt. So it's three different times that he was sold, but it doesn't say that in the Bible. You know, it doesn't tell how he was sold or you know, who he was sold to until this young man went and looked it up, and then he found out. So, yeah, we have to do some research and start looking up these different names and stuff for ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, woman of God. Yes, exactly. We got. That's why Paul said, study to show thyself approved. Praise God. Hallelujah. I always tell people, Paul said to go search the scriptures. Praise God. And when he said go search the scriptures, amen, at the time, there were more than 50, like include his book. Right now we got 66 books in the Bible. Praise God. Before they had a New Testament, there were over 1,000 books. Praise God. And they got together and said, we ain't gonna use this book, we're not gonna use that one. We gonna use all the ones that we know can control people. We know how much they believe in God. We know how much they trust in God. So we gonna put a book together and tell them they just got to go to this one book and isolate their minds to that one book. And that's how we're going to be able to control them, through that one book. Praise God. And through that one book, they've been able to control black people. They've been able to control women. They've been able to control just society as a whole. Praise God. Through that one book. That one book talks about slavery. It says, slaves obey your masters.
Slaves obey your masters.
And do what your masters tell them to do and all this other stuff. And they use that on us. They told us the Bible say you got to do this. So either you obey what we tell you to do or the Bible say you going to hell. Praise God.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And they knew how much we love God. They knew how much we love God.
That part right there, man of God. That part right there.
Yep.
And see,
amen.
One of the scriptures that we use a lot and we'll realize that was put in there by the slave master is this. If a man don't work, he don't eat. But they put that in the Bible to keep our ancestors working. Because the penalty for a slave, if he didn't work out and do his crop for the day, is that he wouldn't get a chance to eat for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to work so they could be fed. Come on here, somebody. Because the master said, if you don't finish out that seal, you're not going to get a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what was implemented in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
To keep our ancestors working and killing themselves. Hallelujah.
Yep. And if you notice, amen, like the woman of God pointed out earlier, I think this is what she said. When you read the Bible, I think it's in the book of Numbers. I want to say chapter 12. When Marion and Aaron was mad at Moses because Moses married a Cushite woman. They try to tell us that Cushite means black. And it does, but it mainly is talking about where she's from. Because everybody was, it wasn't about her skin color. It was about where she was from. And she was from Egypt. So they're tripping because she's marrying a woman. He married a woman. Well, some people say she's from Ethiopia. But either way, they're mad because he's married to a woman that the Egyptians was the one that had them in bondage, but his wife is a Cushite woman. Little stuff like that we got to pay attention to. If we were all black, why would they be mad? Because they try to use this scripture to say that they were white. That they were white and they were mad because he was married to a black woman. But that wasn't the case at all. They used it to try to control us and make us think that the white people are superior. But if they were superior, they wouldn't be taking our organs. If a white person wants an organ donation, they want a black organ. They don't care if you've been smoking Newport. They want your organ. Because your organ is superior to theirs.
Praise God.
Their
the
feels
truth,
don't
man,
last
God.
Long. Why you think they can't eat like us? Huh? If they ate pork chops and fried chicken, like we get high blood pressure, when we in our 40s and 50s and 60s, if they ate like we did, they would be dead by the time they were 35. Praise God. Because their organs aren't built to eat the kind of stuff. If we ate the way they ate, we'd live to be 120. We would never get sick if we ate the way they ate. But if they ate the way we ate, they'd be dead a long time ago. Praise God. Amen. Any more comments?
Man of God.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you in that vein, man of God. And two, have you ever noticed that their appetite is different from ours? They like their food not cooked.
Man.
They like their food raw. They like the meat with the blood dripping out of it.
Yeah.
Why? Because they have a taste for cannibalism, you know? And so many times, they will eat us in order to be us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a scientific fact. Amen. So when they say come over for dinner, they might be saying come so we can make you dinner. You understand? because they don't have no milk. Instead of becoming like a melon, and then it causes it to become caramelistic. But they always want to say that it's us that eat other people. No. Was his name Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, Jeffrey.
He wasn't black. He was white.
He was doing him some chewing around now, black folks.
But Jeffrey Dahmer.
The obsession started with chocolate. Come on here, somebody.
Right, but Jeffrey.
He said his obsession with eating black folks started with him having a love for chocolate. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
So he started.
But Jeffrey Dahmer also.
Then it increased.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But Jeffrey Dahmer also said that black people taste like when they interviewed this madman about, you know, that he took his victims and he took some of parts of them and he cooked it and ate it. He said black people taste like chicken to him.
Wow.
So that lets you know how sick he was.
Yes, he is.
He's the only one.
Right.
Do you know that they said with Matt Turner that them white folks, after they hung him, they cooked him. And they had a feast. And what they didn't eat, they took his skin and made belts and shoes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who was this?
Bobby Granddad's
Matt Turner.
Great grandfather, Matt Turner.
It's in our family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was the one that was freeing the slaves to tell them the truth about Christianity.
And he didn't stand back and let them just run over him. He killed a whole lot of them, didn't he? He's in our family line. We're in Turner family line as well.
Oh, I am right.
Yep.
I got a picture of his great grandson hanging on my wall. Everybody coming here.
Ooh, take him down, girl. Take him down. Take him down, girl. Take him down.
No.
They ain't gonna take him down.
Not him.
No. Matt Turner had a revelation from God.
Yeah.
He was seeing how the slaves were being treated, but God showed him the wicked heart of the Europeans.
Hallelujah. He stood up. A lot of us
need to stand up and see the truth.
That's right.
It is crazy how we are hating on each other, but we won't hate our real enemy. Come on here, somebody, while we're talking. Come on here, somebody. We are still jealous and hateful of each other because we have the spirit of Willie Lynch that has been led by the Europeans, but we won't love each other because we in a country that has taught us to hate ourselves. So if I hate me, then I hate anything that look like me. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
So Yahshua said, love your neighbor as yourself. So we can't start loving each other until we first start loving ourselves.
That's right.
We got to stop talking about, beloved, let's tell the truth. We got to stop talking about black is beautiful and show that black is beautiful. Treat black like it's beautiful. Hallelujah.
Yeah, say that.
We talk and talk, but we don't walk the walk. Come on here, somebody. We're the only nationality of people. We'll help other people, but we'll help ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
The white women be thinking the black men is all cute if they got a lot of money.
And then we talking about the white man, but see, it's only to a certain degree that the white man have any effect on us. If he ain't white, he Caucasian. Come on here, somebody. They don't like to be called Caucasian, because Caucasian reveals their true identity. Caucasian comes from the word caucus, which means caucus mountains. They are cave mountain people.
From
Our ancestors taught them how to talk.
Hey, white baby.
They were still sleeping with their dogs and cats before our ancestors came in. They had syphilis and gonorrhea.
I hear they had tails.
Because because the animals was pooping in the place where they were sleeping. And they didn't know that they supposed to have the animal outside. That's why, you know, they keep their dogs and cats close to them. The animal has a place and the human has a place. Come on here, somebody.
My brother said he has tails, too. He said he worked at one head. Tail as long as his leg. I'm laughing, but he said it. He worked with one that had a tail on his backside as long as his leg.
I saw the
If you got kinky, nappy, black hair, you know you got the real hair.
All right.
You know that the European and the dog have the same texture of hair?
Yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry.
Then the European and the dog have the same texture of hair. That's why they're so close. They come from the... We talking about, oh, I wish I had the hair. No! When they take a bath and come out, when they get in the water...
Yeah, just like
the dog said the truth, y'all. Amen. I'm not making this up. Amen. Look it up. They have
I've heard people say when Caucasian people get wet. That they smell like a dog when they get wet.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I want my phone to blow the light now.
Father, help us, Lord.
Well, I guess a lot of brothers like smelling. Well, I guess a lot of brothers like smelling dogs, huh?
Oh, my God. There she goes. Jesus, help us.
But I thank God for my black queen.
I just had that.
Amen. Glory to God. Not all brothers. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
They say dogs a man's best friend. No,
they call a lot of brothers. Who they are. Glory to God. They don't understand. When you don't know who you are, then you know, then you drawn to everything because you trying to find you. And the first thing that when a brother gets up there in that world system, in that Illuminati system, the first thing that they have them to go after is the white woman. Or they send the white woman to the black man because the white woman is the kryptonite to the black man. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
buddy. He knows that black